Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, you joined in on WWE the other night. You had Bobby and Christian on, and you shared some thoughts about Deuce and I. I wanted to let the fans hear what you said during that interview. You got that for us, Mark?
No, listen, you guys do a great job. You guys are experienced. It's when all of a sudden Streep and Deuce are on there talking, and they get their facts, you know, off a little bit, and I got to call in just randomly.
So me and Deuce, we said, you know, we're going to do our best during this to not, you know, make any mistakes so you get criticized by your coach. You know, it still hurts. It hurts 2 years later.
Drum roll. I'm waiting for like – hey, I think the combination of you guys on there obviously is great for our fans because, you know, you have so many different perspectives, but you have a lot of guys that have played with experience. Granted, Bobby played in Atlanta. We've accepted him back, and we went through that whole, but sort of. But yeah, this time of the year, there's a lot that's being discussed. A lot of times, fans will call in, and periodically, you guys know me. I'll just have it on. I don't know what I have it on. It's just on, and then all of a sudden, I'll hear something, and it's all good. It's all good, and then all of a sudden, it's like
can't let that go.
I gotta call in. But it's been kind of a quiet spring, so you guys are doing well.
That's a good sign. Well. Coach, you guys sitting at your first picks, 62 overall. For those of us that know you, I would not consider you the most patient person that I've ever met in my life. So I know that there's always a thought, and I think it really comes from the when you find a guy you love that you feel strongly about, you go and get him. But with the situation this year, maybe a little bit harder. But how have you guys kind of prepared sitting at 62 differently than a year where, you know, you might have had a couple of picks already at that point?
I would say this. Number one, I think the preparation, 90% of the preparation would be just as we always do, you know, relative to the combine workouts, the winter meetings, spring meetings, the final board. And then there is an element where you begin to pod, you know, second round groups, third round groups, and maybe a little further back. But I think very similar. Because I think, look, we understand how this process works. Obviously, you know, you can move up to get a player. But we've looked early in our time here, your draft class, 02, we back up in the second round. We acquire Jeff Fain and draft Roman Harper. So two starters with that transaction. Later on in the fourth round, you know, we're on the clock at the second pick. We back up with Philadelphia. They come up and draft Max Gingillis. We back up, acquire Hollis Thomas, and draft Jari Evans. So you can work forward or backward. I think the interesting comment you're going to see, I think early in this first round, is you're going to see forward movement for certain positions, and typically the quarterback. So I would be willing to say that if there's a good chance if someone's moving – up early in this first round, you would expect that to be the position. And look, there's no certainties with it, but the preparation's been very meticulous, very much the same. The board begins to take place over the period of the last month. It's up there. There's certainly magnets that tell us about a player's medical history, and certain players you may not consider taking because of that. There's magnets that tell us a little bit about the makeup. But you do want to target certain guys that you really see a clean vision, but also a player that we feel like fits into what we're trying to build here and what we've been trying to build here. And there are a few of those players again this year. So you sit and you kind of think about, hey, how can we end up with that player?
You mentioned possible health concerns and those getting put on those guys' names. Montez Sweat, who's kind of gone through this process with the report of a heart condition. Now they're kind of saying maybe that's been misdiagnosed. How does it affect you guys having information come out this close to the draft that might be hard to verify one way or another?
Well, it's not unusual. You rely on your own preparation. You rely on your own doctors. You rely on the combine medical. You know, the very essence of the combine, and a lot of fans don't know this, was, you know, there was a time when all these players would be visiting other teams or go to different regional combines. They were split, but it's really to combine medical information and so that we all can get a chance to evaluate each player. It's not unusual during that time frame where other things are discovered that maybe the player wasn't even aware of. So I think you rely on your own information, and I think, you know, you want to, you know, you don't want to have to be looking at the guy sitting next to you, his paper. You trust, you know, your work and preparation, and then with each player, you know, where does that grade fit medically, and then what's your tolerance for that?
Coach, I just want to let you know, I wear a size 13 too, you know, so just to put that out there. I hear that you may get a shipment or two or three or four, you know, sometimes throughout this year. So I wear a 13 too.
All right. Listen, it's a shipment would be a shipment. It just sounds like a truck moving into the loading dock. It's not a shipment. It's an occasional box of a pair of shoes. But listen, now that you tell me that, Deuce, I wasn't thinking golf shoes.
No.
I was thinking no. I don't know what shoe came to mind, actually, but it's good to know you were 13.
But serious question here: when you look at trading your first round pick last year, to be able to move up and get a player like Marcus Davenport, how hard would it be to do something similar? You know, maybe not a first rounder, but a futures pick for you guys to be able to move up to get a certain player that you feel like that would help this team immediately.
Well, I feel this way. I feel at 62, there'll be a player that can help this team immediately. I believe that the way this draft, particularly the way this draft shakes out. Now, anytime you deal with a pick the following year, there's always a little you can't really do the math on it yet. You don't have all the information. In other words, when you evaluate and you start doing the numbers on us moving from where we were a year ago at the end of round one and taking this year's one and climbing the distance we had to climb to get a player, Marcus, the information you need is what was your record the next year, and now you take the two selections and So it would be hard, Deuce, at 62 with the idea that you're going to get inside of, you know, 20. It's certainly at the end of the first round. Look, there's an advantage to a first-round contract different than the second-round contract.
The NFL draft is upon us.
You get an additional year, you know, with the first-round pick compared to the second-round pick. So I think our preparation or our plans heading into this is, you know, patience early on here. And then as this thing begins to develop, look, we know it's only the first round tonight. So there is that ability to regroup a little after round one's over with and then look closely at what's left. You know, there'll be a run on certain players, these pressure players. As Parcells would say, these guys, you know, they'll go like chiclets. That was his expression. And he said they'll run like chiclets. So there'll be a certain group of players. I think the quarterbacks that many have talked about in the early part of this first round or teams that need a quarterback, you'll see the same thing happen. The key would be the correct vision, though, in finding that.
Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, we took you over time. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Everyone was waiting to hear from you. We appreciate the time, and since you made fun of us, we held you over. So
listen,
it is what it is, man.
You're kicking me out. I was like, I'm comfortable here.
You're ready
I was doing really good, and then I heard a mackle in the background.
Mackle got you, right? He did. He got you. He threw you off.
All of a sudden, I struggled with my response. I couldn't not listen to what he was saying.
I know. It's a true story. For those, I'm sure everyone listening is like, yeah, I heard Mackle too.
Right? He's who you want in a bidding auction.
Absolutely. Coach, man, we really appreciate the time and good luck this weekend. And certainly looking forward to seeing you guys make some great selections.
Thank you. It's good being on with you guys. Deuce, be good there, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.